English. I can't stand Teddy saying that at all, really. I'm not going to vote for it.
Feeling can't spit off my bones. Oh yeah. Woo! I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any. But now these days I'm gone, so assured. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the door.
Now I get your life when you know I'm
let it A, let it B, let it C, let it D, let it N, G, H, I, K.
What is happening, YouTube? You are watching JME TV, and today I am in Liverpool, and we're going to visit two places. The grave of Julia Lennon, the mother of Beatles legend John Lennon, and we're going to have a visit to his house as well. Julia Lennon was the mother of English musician John Lennon, who was born during her marriage to Alfred Lennon. After complaints from her eldest sister, Mimi Smith, to Liverpool Social Services, Julia handed over the care of her son to Mimi. Later, Julia had a daughter after an affair with a Welsh soldier, but the baby was given up for adoption due to family pressure. She then had two daughters, Julia and Jackie, with John Bobby Dykins. Julia never divorced her husband, and she lived as the common law wife of Dykins for the rest of her life. On July 15, 1958, Julia was tragically knocked down and killed by a car driven by an off-duty policeman close to her sister's house at 251 Menlove Avenue. Just after visiting John at Mimi's house, this location is near John Lennon's childhood home, which attracts many tourists. So after we've been to the grave, we'll take a little walk down Menlove Avenue so you can see the house. Now guys, there's actually a local myth that after John Lennon was cremated, his ashes were flown back to this cemetery and secretly buried with his mother's remains. Now, some say this actually happened under the cover of night with floodlights and a closed off cemetery. However, there are no records in the Liverpool Echo Archives to actually confirm this. So guys, let's go and visit Julia Lennon's grave. And I believe it is over here somewhere. So here we are, guys. This is Julia Lennon's grave, and as you can see, it's a simple piece of slate, and it includes the names of John, his half-sister Victoria, and I think later she actually renamed to Ingrid, Julia and Jackie. Another rumour is that John did not want Mr. Dykins buried with his mum, allegedly. And John Dykins' grave is located somewhere at the back over here somewhere. So, yeah, it's somewhere around these headstones. So, I mean, the grave, although simple, it is well tended. Obviously, still people come and put flowers down and maintain it. But what is interesting is to hear so many different stories and rumours about John Lennon and his family, and whether or not the myth about John's ashes is true. It adds a layer of intrigue, I suppose, to this place. And if there was a cloak and dagger conspiracy to sneak John's ashes and bury them here in the dead of night. So there you have it, that's Julia Lennon's grave with all its myths and stories. If anyone knows more about this or has heard similar rumours, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories. Now what we're going to do, guys, is go over to John's auntie's house where John grew up after Julia died, and just take a look over there. So guys, here we are at the corner of Vale Road, which is just off Menlove Avenue. Now, when Julia came out of Mimi's house after visiting John, she walked down this road from this side over here, past the bus stop, went over this way, and on this junction here, as she was crossing, an off-duty policeman knocked her over, by accident, of course. And unfortunately, that's how Julia lost her life. And this was just minutes after leaving John at Mimi's house. So guys, we're going to take a bit of a walk up, and we're going to go and have a look at John's childhood home where he grew up with Mimi. So guys, here we are at the house, well, the childhood home of John Lennon. The blue plaque on the wall over there, and I don't know if the camera can zoom in that far, but it says, John Lennon 1940 to 1980, a musician and songwriter, lived here 1945 to 1963. Now it's rumoured that John Lennon and Paul McCartney used to practice in that porch just right there. So quite a lot of history here, guys.
So,
as you can see, guys, it's quite a hot spot for tourists here. They come from all over the world. I detected a bit of an American accent over there. Yeah, so there we have it, guys. We've had a visit to Julia's grave, the place where she tragically died, and the childhood home of John Lennon. So guys, let's wrap this one up. Please like, share, subscribe. Tell me in the comments if you've been here before. Hit that bell for more notifications of new videos coming up, of interesting places, interesting people. And there we have it. Right guys, I'm out. See ya.